from KQED.
The wind doesn't make it any easier for Los Angeles City cleanup crews clearing nearly 30 tons worth of sleeping bags, dining chairs, boom boxes, and the like from the shuttered Occupy LA encampment in front of City Hall. The place provided a focal point for LA protesters. Now that it's gone, those forced out are trying to figure out what's next. LA Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark reports.
All this week in Los Angeles, it's been the question on most every occupier's lips.
What are our key messages? And next steps?
And next steps?
To expand our movement.
Moving
forward.
Even when the tents were still up and helicopters buzzed overhead Wednesday evening and several hundred campers braced themselves for a police raid, they took time to sit down in small groups on the steps of City Hall, using the tools of extreme democracy they've become famous for, to talk the matter over. The most important next step for an occupier named Brad Denier.
We need to be prepared to make it clear that this movement is not about an encampment. It's about much bigger issues.
Of course, just what those issues are has been a subject of much debate. Tony McGrath, a member of Occupy LA's Objectives and Demands Committee, said they've come up with a pretty good working list. Then he started to rattle it off.
End corporate personhood, repealing of Citizens United, reinstatement of the Glass-Steagall Act with separation of commercial and investment banking?
Whoa, said an older woman named Bethany Leal. Too complicated.
I think what we need to do in order to get the mainstream, people who don't really think about politics and aren't here sitting on the sidewalk like us, involved, is to show them the power that they have.
Focus on tangibles, she said, like the way recent public outcry over proposed debit card fees stopped many banks from following through on them. A labor organizer named Raphael Lieb agreed.
My suggestion would be that our public message is short and simple. We demand an economy that works for us, the people, the 99%.
So how many issues should there be? Have they been articulated well enough? 2 months into the movement, the fog around those questions is still leaving some outside observers scratching their heads. Like this man, who was walking in downtown L.A. a few blocks away from the encampment as the police started their raid. He'd heard about the Occupy movement, but thought they needed to get their act together.
Yeah, a little bit more organized. Have a end goal.
Give them a chance. Let them breathe. They've got the world's attention.
That's not just anybody urging patience. This is advice from someone who knows a thing or two about social movements, Tom Hayden. He was one of the organizers of Students for a Democratic Society, a pivotal part of the civil rights movement of the 60s. He says these things take time. The New Deal was a slogan before it was a set of social policies. And in his era?
I don't remember anybody in the 60s walking around saying, hey, it's the 60s. You know, it was described later as the 60s, and there were 50 or 60 issues on the table, from disabled people's rights to voting rights and so on. And what occurred through just a prolonged series of confrontations that could have gone either way.
Of course, in the days immediately after the confrontation in Los Angeles, occupiers are still getting their bearings again and figuring out who's still in jail, where they're going to sleep the next few nights. A few dozen occupiers gathered at a park a few miles from City Hall the day after the raid on their tent city.
Circle up! All those people who are sitting there not doing anything, we're going to start figuring out.
L.A. was one of the last large encampments to be shut down. The few that are still hanging on, like San Francisco's, have gotten word police will be evicting soon. If and when all the tents are gone, occupiers say they're not done with public demonstrations. They're planning more marches, sit-ins, flash mobs at banks. There's talk of converging on national political conventions next summer. And they're also looking at broader strategies, debating whether to stay outside the political system or consider more traditional political organizing. One guy in his 20s told me, I don't really know what I'm going to do next. I just know it's time for a change. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles.